Okay, so it may not be as closely watched as the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, but it's out there, another judicial election for Milwaukeeans to pay close attention to in April. It's for the Wisconsin Court of Appeals, the court that reviews decisions by the trial or fact-finding courts. WUWM's Mayon Silver has this report.
Milwaukee voters will choose between incumbent District 1 Court of Appeals Judge William Brash and labor and employment lawyer Sarah Geenan. The two faced off at a Milwaukee Bar Association forum Wednesday. The candidates were quizzed on what distinguishes them. Incumbent candidate Brash emphasized his decades as a judge.
And until you've done it, you can talk about understanding it, but until you've actually encompassed that and dealt with it on a daily basis, it's harder to understand. And in dealing with and addressing those issues and the pressures that are on the public defenders, that are on the district attorneys, that are on the court system itself.
Attorney Geenan admitted she has no judicial experience, but positioned herself as an outsider with a fresh perspective. She's been practicing law for 16 years as a labor and employment attorney.
And it's my job to help regular people. Regular folks vindicate their rights, make their workplaces better. I've practiced in dozens of courts across the country, various administrative agencies, and I am incredibly proud of my work.
Before going to law school, Geenan was a field organizer and worked to help elect former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. In 2015, Brash was appointed by Republican Governor Scott Walker to the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. Like many modern judicial races, partisanship found its way into Wednesday's discussion. Geenan raised concerns that Brash held a fundraiser with the Bradley Foundation, which primarily funds conservative causes.
He sent out a campaign email that said, and I quote, "The conservative balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court is at stake in April. Liberals have their sights set on taking the court. They are doing everything they can to turn out the vote in Milwaukee County for that race. Turning out the vote in that race is a huge part of their plan. By creating a strong grassroots campaign, we will not only re-elect Judge Brash, but turn out the conservative vote, thereby keeping the Supreme Court in conservative hands."
Brash responded that he didn't authorize that language. He said when the email came to his attention, he contacted his strategists and asked them to remove it from his literature.
But Ms. Geenan talks about rhetoric and language, and what I did find out through this process is that I'm a right-wing extremist, which I didn't know until I started this campaign, all right? So I don't know who decided that in her literature.
Geenan replied that she believes her materials say that Brash is supported by right-wing extremists.
That part is absolutely accurate. Judge Brash's original fundraiser was attended by current and former heads of the Republican Party, of the Bradley Foundation, and that was connected with the group Will.
Will is the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty that is sued to block everything from absentee ballot drop boxes to mask mandates. The moderator asked Brash if he'd recuse himself from cases involving the Republican Party, including on election challenge cases. That's when a judge doesn't hear a case because of a conflict of interest, including financial stakes. Brash said he doesn't believe he's ever had an election challenge case, but that he attends events held by Republicans and Democrats. Brash added,
I guess if I were to recuse myself from everything, then it leaves me out of doing anything, you know, from that standpoint.
Geenan agreed that having a conversation with someone or attending an event doesn't automatically mean a judge will be more or less favorable on a matter. But she said there needs to be stronger rules in place than to let judges be the final arbiters on whether they're fit to hear a case.
We need rules that are better than the honor system because I don't know that that always works. We're taking somebody's word that they can be neutral when they've benefited financially.
The candidates were also asked to describe their judicial philosophies. Brash said he applies the laws established by the legislature, state Supreme Court, and the state and U.S. constitutions to the facts of each case. Geenan said she always thought judicial philosophy is one of those labels that doesn't say much, but she said she views courts as a check and balance to the legislature. Voters will go to the polls April 4th. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.